You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. Episode 151, the Bacardi episode.
Nice. Maybe I should have grabbed a drink, but it's Thursday.
Well, we've tried to do this for a week now, and every night it's something, so here we are.
Here we are.
But we're back, htnos.com, htnos on all the socials. Yeah, and we didn't spend 30 minutes looking for a song beforehand tonight.
Nope.
And we still didn't figure out what the fuck you were talking about last time, so that's just going to get locked up in the vault, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't found anything on it.
Is it driving you nuts?
Kind of.
I tried to Google everything. Let's be honest. You haven't thought about it since you left this table last time.
A couple times I did.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God, it's probably something dumb like Savage Garden.
It probably says something dumb. Mm-hmm. You didn't listen to anything good?
Ooh.
Yeah, but I saw it was episode 151, and I thought it was the Bacardi episode, because I used to drink Bacardi 151, obviously.
Isn't that what made you mean?
No, that was Crown Royal.
Oh, wait, no, it was SoCo.
That too.
Oh, you just mean.
I was an angry young man.
I get really happy, then I get sad, then I throw up, and then I'm sick. That's my progression.
That's your vicious circle.
I try to stay in the happy.
What about this for the Bacardi episode? Go, 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 go. You like that? Go, go. Does that work? Go, shawty. It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip Bacardi like it's See? Your birthday. He said it. And you know we
don't give up. He said it. I heard it. Yeah. It brings back memories of the dark times in our relationship.
Why?
Happy anniversary, by the way. Because those were the nights where I would go out.
Our anniversary.
Yeah,
happy anniversary. Would you prefer this? Yeah. Tony Tone. Oh, what? Uncle Randy's hard as a fucking rock right now, dude. His dick is like one of his fucking biceps.
I don't think about his dick.
Veiny.
Oh, wow.
All of that.
Yikes. It's probably square.
Square peg in a round hole? Yeah, I know how that goes, too. No, yes, it is our anniversary today. 20 years with the lovely Dutch.
That's me.
I stuck it out. You know what? we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's do sponsors real quick.
Okay. I didn't tell my story about how it brings back bad memories from when I used to go to Barnacles.
Well, hold it right here. Put it right here in the front of your brain.
So what, I could forget it?
No. Go like this and then you'll remember. Shut up. Hashtag no offense is brought to you each and every week by Hemp Bomb CBD, the Tampa legend, the official CBD of HTNOS. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. The many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Now, Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. You can use code HTNOS at hempbombs.com and save 20% of your entire order, or for the remainder of the month of September, use HTNOS33 and supersize that shit to get 33% off. That's an extra 13% off for the next week. You got one more week. Get it in while you can. Stock the fuck up. I mean, money's money, right?
Yep. We got our samples, and I got my bath bombs and my lip balms, and I really like the lip balm.
You did or
it's
didn't?
It's coconut vanilla. No, it is. It's really good. I like it a lot.
Well, we got some samples for Miss Rosie too, and she didn't care for them. We'll bring you the good, we'll bring you the bad. And as far as the pets go, our specific pet did not care for the hemp bombs.
I don't know
pet
if it's, treats. Well, we had thought maybe they would be biscuits, but they were also gummies.
Well, you know, they've gone through some changes, so I mean, they're not really gummies. They're like those training treats. They're like kind of like
but
the
she
little
eats the other one.
Yeah. They have gone through some changes with their products, and maybe that was one of the things. I do remember back in the day, I thought it was a biscuit, but now it's just kind of like a square chew, and she didn't care for it.
I wonder if they don't have oil for dogs, do they?
No, it's just the...
Because I went to PetSmart, and I was getting some stuff, because she has anxiety when we leave, in the morning. So I bought her some doggy CBD and been giving it to her in the morning.
I don't even know if it's doing anything for her, though. I think she's too crackhead to even to calm down.
Well, I give it to her like at 6, so she, I would hope it would like try to kick in but right before we leave. But like, we don't have a camera set up to where we can see what she's doing.
I want
to
get that. You've been blocking me on my camera surveillance. I just don't think
it should be in the kids' rooms.
Yeah, well, I mean, how am I going to catch paranormal activity if I don't have cameras in every room of the house?
Paranormal activity you're going to catch is a hand going about 100 miles an hour in about a year or two.
Yeah, so I guess on second thought, maybe don't need it in there.
Right. I don't want to see that.
HTNOS 33 for the rest of September. HTNOS all the time. For regular discounts that do apply. Mm-hmm. We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization. Their wide array of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. You know what they got. You know what you need. Mm-hmm. Alpha Brain, New Mood, Shroom Tech, Immune System, Recovery, Thought Process, Alpha Waves, Brain Activity, Boat, Kettlebells.
Boats and Hoes. Prestige Worldwide, motherfucker.
You got that shit on my brain, dude. You got that shit on my brain. You started fucking getting me to do the goddamn car singing a cappella and shit. Now you got it on my brain.
Yeah, I accidentally did it this morning.
What'd you do this morning?
Because I said something to you and you were breaking in the song. And I was like, no.
Was that today?
That was this morning, yeah. Because I was like, ha ha ha.
That feels like it was a week ago. That was today?
That's why I was like, when you posted that thing about it being 20 years in a blink of an eye or something like that. And I'm like, sometimes it feels that way. And sometimes I feel every fucking minute of that 20 years. It's just, it's like, it's so funny how things could change in an instant.
Onnit.com, onnit.com/HTNOS, save 10%. So it feels like it was, how now? It feels like it was, it does feel long or it doesn't?
Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't.
I feel like, sometimes I think back at the different phases of our life and mm-hmm. I feel like it's been multiple lives. You know what I mean? Like it's been. Yeah,
well, it kind of has been. We grew together.
That's true. That is.
We got together as kids and, you know, we stuck it out.
Yeah, but when yeah, we got together when we was drinking 151, and now I've got a gourd gone wild. You see the progression there? Mm-hmm. It's pumpkin season. I don't give not one solitary fuck. I'm a basic bitch. Say it, whatever. I got gourd gone wild from the Tampa Bay Brewing Company pumpkin ale. It's fucking delicious.
When I met you, I really didn't drink. And I would only drink if we went over to, you know, our friend's house. And at that time, it was Boone's Farm for $2 a bottle.
Do you, you know what, when I was typing this up, I thought about this. Do you remember when we used to drink, like in that time period, they had something and it was just called Hooch?
No.
You don't remember that shit? It looked kind of like a Mike's Hard Lemonade almost, like, and it was like that kind of drink. It was like one of those, like, Smirnoff Ice.
When you say Hooch, I think about, I've seen better days.
Why?
Isn't there a song called I Got the Hooch or something?
Which is not what you just fucking sung.
How's the Hooch song go?
I think it just says I Got the Hooch. Got the Hooch, baby. We got the only sweetest thing in the world. We got the love. We got the freshie. We got the only sweetest thing. And that was out at that time, too. So we used to fucking be singing that mm-hmm. shit because we were 17 years old and we thought it was like fucking awesome. I don't know. But it was, I remember it was in a green bottle and it was kind of like a Mike's Hard Lemonade and it was just called Hooch.
Mm-mm. I don't remember that.
That shit fell off.
I got Boone's Farm and then we went to see the specific liquor store. I would get a popsicle.
No, you get an ice cream sandwich.
Well, that too. But then they had the fat ass coconut.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. These
big old fat ass.
Because here's the thing.
Things.
Here's the thing. In this time period of our lives, I looked like I do right now. When I was 17, I had more of a jawline. I had more of a head of hair on me, a little bit less
not
weight.
Much.
A little bit less weight and a little bit more definition. But, like, all in all, I looked like this. I had a fucking beard. I looked like a grown man. Mm-hmm. So I would get off my job, and there was a liquor store next to the tile warehouse that I worked at. And I would go over there, and they knew me from my shift from buying things. And I would walk in there after work, and I would just buy liquor. Mm-hmm. And they didn't question it because I looked like a fucking grown up and shit. Mm-hmm. So once I figured that out, do you remember I was taking like requests a lot, and I would go in there with like $300 and be like, I need a bottle of that. I need a bottle of that. Give me a case of that. I need a case of this.
They didn't care. They
did not even fucking care, dude. 300.
It was in a part of the neighborhood that people just probably go in and buy singles of Natty Light. So
it was, definitely bad neighborhood.
They were happy to be selling $300 worth of anything.
I was their guy, dude. And then like I would take money from other people and get tips and shit, and then that's mm-hmm. you would go
get my snacks.
Yeah, you would go and no, they would give those to us. That was like going to a casino and dropping a bunch of money, and then they're like, oh, you got here some drinks, you want a room, da, da, da. No, we go in there and buy fucking handles of Crown Royal and shit, and they're like, oh, she want ice cream, ice cream
the ice cream, the cookie, you're like, sandwiches, yeah, bitch. With the chocolate chips on the side.
Yeah, them Big Daddy ones, them gourmet joints. Mm-hmm. Fucking good humor in them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
I only started drinking 151 because someone told me it tasted like Dr. Pepper, and it didn't.
Hell no, it doesn't.
It does not whatsoever. And then they were like, look, there's a screen on the top of the bottle because it's so much alcohol. It's got to screen it. And I'm like, whoa, that's hardcore. That's what I'm drinking because I was fucking stupid.
What's a screen? I've never seen anything with a screen. It's oh, like, are you talking about like so you don't like glug, glug, glug
yes.
for it? Everything has that. Does. Everything has that. And wow.
Then, yeah, and then we would light the caps on fire, too. And I was like, at the time, thinking that this was specific to this one stupid fucking brand.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they still use Bacardi 151 to light shit on fire because I follow Tipsy Bartender on Facebook.
What's that?
It's just a guy that makes a bunch of different drinks. So a lot of times, he'll, like, you turn a spoon upside down and you pour some Bacardi 151 as a floater, and then you let it on fire.
Mm. For, like, presentation? For, like, show or whatever?
Remember when you went to bartending school?
For that one day? For that one day?
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to be a bartender.
Yeah, because I thought I was going to be cocktail flipping bottles around and shit. I was like, yeah, I'm going to make some money doing this.
You had
this.
To get, like, a white-collared shirt or something.
Yeah, I wasn't about that life.
And it, what happened when you showed up, it looked real sketch.
Well, yeah.
Didn't they give you empty bottles to practice with?
I never got that far. Oh, okay. I went for like one piece of one day.
Oh. Here's how you pour water.
Yeah, I'm getting, they told me what it cost and what I was going to have to do and all that. And I was like, man, fuck this shit. I thought it was like Tom Cruise style and shit.
I don't think that you'd be able to, it's so funny that you have to pay to go to school to be a bartender. And you can't, I don't think you could do that your whole life. You can't be like a flair bartender.
Like a career bartender?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know, because I feel like if once you get old and you're not attractive anymore, you don't get as many tips. Nobody wants to hire you.
Well, I guess that's when you probably like take some cozy fucking Buffalo Wild Wings gig or something, you know? Like,
yeah, it could be.
You go to the mall at the TGI Fridays and shit, you know, and you're that guy in waiting, you know what I mean? You're the old motherfucker at the restaurant and shit, fucking shenanigans and them. You remember going to that liquor store when we were little? Or when we were little, when we were younger.
Well, I've been in a bar when I was little.
Well, you know, you never went really on a lot of the trips. You stayed back at the fucking place. I used to go on the run.
Because there was a car full of kids.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you remember the time when Connie, the exchange student, was there? Were you with us that mm-hmm. time? And fucking
when you guys got pulled over?
Yeah, because dude that lived on my couch was talking to a fucking drug dealer while I was in there buying all this.
I wasn't there that time.
Dude, so we pull up and it's a bad neighborhood and I run in to buy all, you know, the trunk full of fucking booze that we're procuring underage. Mm-hmm. And fucking drug dealer sees a car full of like young teenage white kids and he's like, yo, what up? You know, and he's fucking talking to, you know, dude lived on the couch or whatever. He didn't even buy anything, though. That's the fucked up thing. He didn't even buy anything. They were just talking or whatever. I think he was trying to solicit something.
Oh, well, if anybody would have bought anything, it would have been that guy.
Well, he already had. He already had. So he was like, no, I'm straight or whatever. Yeah. I come out with all the fucking shit, put it in the trunk. We load up and we drive maybe a block and get lit up. Because there were cops watching the whole fucking thing go down across the parking lot, watching dude talk to him through the window, knew he was a drug dealer, watching the whole fucking thing, see him, we're completely out of character on the wrong side of the fucking tracks, you know? Mm-hmm. And we've got Connie, the fucking exchange student, in the back seat. Like, for whatever reason, she's just like, I want to go, you know? And she fucking got in the car, we're like, all right, come, let's do some bad shit, Connie. And how did she even start hanging out with us?
Like, I don't know who she stayed with.
I don't.
She had to have stayed with somebody.
I for. get who she was staying with too.
Living with my dad that 1 year, I've never heard of exchange students in any other area.
Where the fuck? She was from Germany, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my stepmom, when we met, you know, my stepsister, they used to live at their grandpa's house.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a bunch of exchange students, like, from Italy. So they stayed with, like, different kids in the class. So, like, at her grandpa's house, it would just be all these kids. And they're Italian, and apparently, like, when you're 14, you can drink red wine and smoke cigarettes. So I'm over there, and it's just all these, like, attractive kids just smoking and drinking, and I'm all like, what is going on here?
having adult conversations about things.
Because I think it wasn't even when I lived with my dad. It was before that, because my stepsister was still in Bloom. Like, she was still in high school. So it was before I even moved in with them.
Oh, damn.
Because I think it was when my dad and Patty were dating, because he was in an apartment above my uncle's brother's house, and she was staying with her dad. So then we go over to her dad's house. Would
your uncle's brother also be your uncle?
My uncle's brother-in-law.
My uncle's brother. We don't fucking claim him.
My uncle's brother-in-law. It was by marriage or whatever. Fucking brother-in-law. Stupid.
No, I just remember Connie in the back seat when the cops let us up because of all the booze. Mm-hmm. She was like almost crying because she thought she was going to get sent back home. She was like scared they were going to deport her ass back to fucking Germany and shit. Mm-hmm. She was all scared. Dude lived on the couch, he had a couple dime bags stuck between his toes and his fucking like sandals and his flip-flops and shit. They let us go, man. They were more concerned about finding drugs. They didn't care nothing about the fucking trunk full of underage booze in the back, dude.
That's good.
Fucking busted right through there. They couldn't find any drugs because dude had them in his toes and shit. But yeah.
You know where to hit them. But I've been in and out of bars since I was a kid because my dad used to work at one. So we'd go over there and all the old guys would give us $5. And then we'd use it to play on the poker games.
They didn't have those video pokers back then.
Oh, yeah.
No.
They did.
Fuck you. No, they didn't.
I was like 7 or 8 playing on video poker machines. Yes, I was.
You're misremembering.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Can't misremember that. They had darts and they had 2 video poker machines.
You had too many Boone's Farms. No. You ain't got a clear memory.
You didn't win money or anything. It was just...
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. The ones they got now up there where I used to sit there on Fridays and pump half of my fucking expense checks into the goddamn machines after work. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like it's like video... It's not real poker. It's basically just like a card game. So you either win or you lose. And then it's over. Stupid. You don't win money or anything. It's just a regular.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. I think they might have had a golf game in there too. I don't remember.
What, like Golden Tee or whatever?
I don't know if it was. Probably not that brand.
That nice? It's
probably like off brand.
Not that nice?
It's probably like, you know, Brown Tee or whatever.
I miss the drinking that we did. I really do.
I can't do that anymore. It takes me days to recover.
I was thinking about special brews. Why are you giving me that look? I was the fucking king of St. Ives special brews.
Oh, St. Ives. I thought those were Boone's Farm.
No, they were not Spoon Farm.
I said Boone's Farm.
Nah, you the fucking talking about Spoon Man and them.
Don't bring up Soundgarden. They're the worst.
Fuck you. No, they're not, dude.
Spoon Man sucks.
Fuck you.
Fork Man's going to come and fuck him
fuck you right in your face.
Right in the stem.
Fucking Spoon Man is the shit.
Fork Man's going to stem him.
Rest in peace, Chris Cornell.
Oh, that's wrong. Now I feel like I can't talk shit.
Well, you can't talk shit. See? Bulletproof.
Nope.
Force Field.
What other songs
do you besides Field.
Black Hole Sun?
All of them. All the good ones.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Blow Up the Outside Man. World. Fucking, no. Yeah.
Making shit up.
No, nah, Rusty Cage. Fucking all
Oh,
of them.
Yeah, Rusty Cage.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that was my drink of choice. I used to take them bitches through fucking beer bongs. Remember? And they looked like radiator fluid because they were all bright colors and shit.
I liked Puckers, too.
I couldn't do that today. Those things probably gave us diabetes, man. Those fucking purple and greens and shit.
It might as well have been the syrup of our time.
They melted down Jolly Ranchers and they put a bunch of fucking alcohol in there. Yep. And they were like, here, kids.
Makes you pucker. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. How do we... Oh, because of the Bacardi episode. I was like, how the fuck do we start talking about booze and shit?
Bacardi
episode 151.
Wasn't Bacardi what I drank when I barfed all over your...
GameCube. You drank a fifth of Bacardi and threw up on my GameCube a year into our relationship, and I thought I was going to strike you. I thought that I was going to do physical harm to you because my GameCube had just came out. It was like motherfuckers are playing Animal Crossing now going, oh, this is revolutionary, bitch. We were playing that shit 20 fucking years ago on the goddamn GameCube and shit, and Dutch decided she was going to drink a fucking bottle of Bacardi and throw up on my... Dude, you fell down. You fell to a knee. And
we were fighting about something.
I know. And you were fucking... I was walking away from you, I believe, and you were trying to grab me when I was walking away, and you lost your balance because you were a bottle of Bacardi deep, yeah. And you hit the fucking ground, and the momentum just was like... Kapuah! And I'm like, motherfucker!
I don't even know why your GameCube was there, because I don't even know if we were living together yet.
I think
I was at my mom's.
I know. I think I might have been staying there or something. I don't fucking know. Mm. We cohabitated quickly.
After 3 months, because my mom's like, you're not going to college. I'm like, yes, I am.
Even after you moved in with me at 3 months, even before that, like, I would stay at your place for 2-3 days on end. You would stay at my place for 2-3 days on end. Like, we were fucking staying back and forth.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you ever think that we would be here today?
If we didn't move to Florida, we probably wouldn't be.
I agree. I agree with that.
There was a lot of just bullshit.
You know what I think? If we didn't move to Florida, maybe we would. Because I had that fucked up job at the time. Remember, I was working at the pipe factory and shit, yeah. And things were tough. Yeah.
My Busha didn't tell you to go to the hospital that one time. You would have died.
Man, it was such a treacherous job, dude. Like, I could have turned into real life Freddy Krueger, man. I worked in the straight up boiler room. I had to go in there, and it was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and there was an orange glow on everything because it was just nasty and fucking hot. And
you come home with grit stuck in your neck and stuff.
Dude, I fell on a heater and shit and burned up my arm, and I was like, oh, it's still good. And it was like turning black, and I turned out I had fucking tetanus in there and shit.
Yeah, my Busha's like, you better go to the hospital.
Save my life. But she always did like me. She was the only one. She was the only fucking one. Only fucking one.
You didn't get to meet my Josh. He was kind of...
I met him for a couple minutes. We met him
at the hospital.
Yeah, I met him for a couple minutes.
You met him right before he passed away, but he had throat cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Busha loved you, but she would never call you Christian because she said it was too formal.
It is too formal.
So she'd always call you Chris.
It was my alter ego at that point because I thought that girls would like it, especially like...
Christian?
Yeah. Especially girls like you, dude, that wore Abercrombie and fucking visors and had pigtails and shit. Like, I thought that was right up your alley.
No. Yeah. How about my dad thought your name was Christopher for a long time?
Yeah, well, he probably still does. But we had a nice romantic lunch today at Hooters to celebrate our anniversary.
It was so good. Them fried pickles are the shit.
And we got a table mere feet from the one of the sites of you falling drunk off a stool in our younger days.
Yeah. Well,
I forgot about that until we sat down, and I had like just massive deja vu, and I'm like, I've been here before. And it was like lightning bolt struck my head. I was fucking fell right there.
That was when we were with your boy and his girl, and I didn't realize that she was ordering top shelf tequila.
Oh, well, you can say it was that we had multiple lives throughout the last 20 years.
We have. A
guy that lived on the couch was like the teenage, early 20 years. And then we moved to Florida and we kind of like advanced a little bit. And instead of having a guy that lived on my couch, we had a creepy tea.
Lived in a separate room.
Creepy T had a room in our place, and he stayed with us for a little bit. And he used to bring girls, and he used to fuck a lot. I don't know how. I mean, his name was Creepy T. So
he was a personal trainer that had titties.
Was dating this fucking chick that was like mad upscale, and she was drinking double shot Patrons, and you were all like, "I'll have what she's having," and it was like, "All right." Fucking, you got wasted.
I didn't know.
Then they brought me a $200 bill when you were in the bathroom throwing up the shit we hadn't even paid for yet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck you. I ain't paying that bill. Fuck no. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. I didn't order that. Oh, well, she did. It's like, no, she fucking didn't either. She knows better. She's not top shelf.
Nope. I'm well, bitch. I'm well drinks.
Give her the fucking clear plastic bottle that just says vodka on a white label.
Mix it in a bucket. I don't give a fuck.
Special. Yeah, that's why you like Applebee's. The fucking dollar margaritas that come in a goddamn chlorine bucket. They're and
good.
Shit.
Dude, I'm upscale now. I had mango mojito for lunch today.
Couple of them, too.
Mm-hmm. But I think the only other time you were really mad at me when I got drunk was when we got drunk at the beach and I forgot my wallet.
We talked about that recently.
Did we?
Yeah, we talked about that recently. I don't know. That came up in some capacity recently. What is one of your favorite memories? Do you think about this stuff a lot? Because I find myself thinking about this a lot.
Memories and stuff?
I think there's so many. Recently, a lot more lately.
I don't think I have a favorite. Because we do so much cool shit. And I don't know. I think we have a pretty weird flex. Life. No, but I mean, I don't know. I don't really have any. I mean, I guess the first best memory I would have is when you brought me down here for vacation.
That was good. Yeah, that was like a recruiting trip.
Just got bit by that dog, and then we took a vacation down here.
Stayed at Disney a little bit. Yeah, that was like a recruiting trip. I wanted to live here. I wanted to show you.
But I had like really short blonde hair at the time.
when we first started dating, you changed your hair so much it was like going out with different girls all the time. You wouldn't even just change the color. You would change the cut and the fucking mm-hmm. style and shit. I was like, damn, it's like dating somebody new every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And not even having to do it. You've been spoiling me from the jump.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I do. We went to a lot of movies when we were dating.
It's kind of what you do.
Yeah.
I would still say to our listeners and to new listeners especially, probably one of my favorite memories is episode 41. And I'm not going to give it any more context than that. Go back and listen to episode 41 of the Hashtag No Offense Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think we have a good thing going. I'm surprised that we've made it this long in the... let me rephrase. I'm not surprised that we've made it this long after we made it past the point of no return. Once we made it past, you know, the fucking... the dark time or whatever, mm-hmm. then, yeah, it's fucking whatever, dude. And I think other people look to us kind of like, you know, like... as that couple that, you know, we are always going to be together. We're strong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, why do you think that is? What do you think makes, like, a successful relationship like this?
I think having same interests helps. Like, and
we don't have a lot, though. I mean, we have just enough, I think. We have the perfect balance. We
both like Marvel stuff, and I like doing this with you.
Yeah, which I got some Marvel news for you.
I feel like we like enough stuff to be together, but then we also can do our own shit and nobody gets pissed off about it or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's what I say. It's like the perfect balance.
Yeah.
Because I can come in here and grind the fuck out of 2K and you could watch Dumpers and then we meet up and we talk about, you know, whatever. And,
yeah.
You know, like then, you know, we'll watch whatever show we're watching together and then we'll split off and I'll come in here and write notes and you'll do whatever you're doing. Yeah, I mean, like we got a good balance.
We do what we want to do. We don't feel bad about it because I feel like I've always said this. It's like we're different people. We're individuals, then we're partners, then we're parents. So it's like we wear multiple hats and sometimes, I mean, you don't have to be one person all the time. It's okay to be something else or want to do something else.
Yeah. Well, it's easy for a lot of people that are like, well, I'm 40 years old now and I'm a father, so I have to be the dad now and I have to manicure my lawn and blah, 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 blah. Maybe. Well, I mean, like, that's part of you, but it doesn't have to be like all of you, all you know what I mean?
No, 100%. I think communication's important.
That's the most important. That was my answer. I was going to say, putting it all out there and saying everything and just having everything on the table. You know, like, I don't hide shit from you. I don't have to.
No, and I feel the same way. It's just sometimes you gotta choose how to say certain things because I know that sometimes I can just be belligerent and say things that I mean but in a better way, but I don't. And sometimes it's not good.
You just said a lot of things, and I'm trying to connect the dots of what your intentions are. I think before you speak. Yeah, I think what you're going to say is you tend to come off, and you don't really have any regard for my feelings quite often. You're more about brutal truth rather than, you know, like, which I appreciate you being direct, you know, because, I mean, I'm a small child in an adult body, so, I mean, I kind of need you to be direct. And that's speaking the right language for our relationship, too. So, I mean, that wouldn't work with everybody. You know, no. If I drop dead tomorrow and then you bring some new fucker in here and you try to do him the same way, you'd probably be like, bitch, you don't fucking talk to me like that.
Well, and sometimes I feel like when you come at me with an issue or complain about something, I just stare at you because I'm like, this is what you're upset about. This is stupid.
Listen to me, okay? Don't fucking trivialize what is important to me in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hate you. Well, you actually gave me an idea for the show today, and you wanted to play some newlywed questions or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't. You told me that's what you wanted to do. I googled it. I took the first fucking thing, and I didn't read any of the questions, and I just saved it. So I'll just pull it up now, and there's like, I don't know, fucking 50 of them. Do you want me to just like
pick 10 or something?
Do you want me to skip around?
Yeah, that's fine. And then you want to answer about me and then I'll answer about you and we can see if we're right.
Yes.
Okay.
We should have a third party here though. I don't know how this is gonna work.
I'm honest.
we should have a third party here.
Let me go get Logan. I'm sure he'd be happy to help.
No. But some of this stuff it's just like, you know, like who's the best cook? Obviously you.
Yeah, right.
Who's the tidiest? Obviously me.
I think neither.
I'd say neither too. That's probably right.
I was thinking more of like, what's your favorite movie? Who's your best friend? Stuff like that.
What is your worst habit? What is their worst habit?
What's my worst habit? I think I have two.
I would say this is not exactly how I feel, but this is the best way to encapsulate what I think it is that you're a people pleaser. So you say yes when you shouldn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then if you're looking for like something mundane, the way you keep the fucking sink in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah. I hate it. Always have. Always will.
I was going to say my two worst habits are not flushing the toilet.
Oh, God, yeah. Fucking hate that too, scumbag.
And biting my nails.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then we got that wrong.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
Oh, okay.
I think that your worst habit is... I don't know if you have a worst habit. I think your worst
habit... I'm pretty kick-ass.
Well, your worst habit is probably getting angry too quickly.
Yeah.
But you don't do anything gross or anything.
I fixed it, though, and it came back. Which, I mean, you know, we're going to...
Because you got to float.
Yeah, we're going to go next week. We're going to tandem because we have some time off next week. So, put it out there now. Don't expect an episode. But we're going to go do some couples floating.
They'll be at Creatures next week.
Yeah, we'll do Creatures next week.
Yeah.
Because
you don't do anything gross that I've caught you doing anyway.
What is the thing that they are most likely to end up in jail for?
Yours would probably be fighting.
But I'm not 20 anymore.
You still get angry.
Yeah, but I ain't trying to fucking throw hands with anybody. Unless it's Bobby Light. I'll fucking strike Bobby Light if I see him in the streets right now. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Bobby Light has become my fucking adversary.
What?
Bobby Light started out, it's like fucking season two of Cobra Kai up in this motherfucker. Fucking Sensei John Kreese came. I respected him. He was once my sensei, but then he approached me in a negative manner, and now we are enemies. We are enemy combatants, and if I see what him in the world, I will fucking strike him. He told me he would dunk on me in 2K, and I said, you don't even know me, dude. You don't even know what I'm about. I'm all about the fucking 2K life. Come at me regular, bitch. I won't even block your shit. I'll fucking grab it out of the air and fucking snatch it. I'm taking it.
This is me
strike you, Bobby Light.
This is me staring at you like, really?
Yes.
This is one of those moments.
And then he said something smart ass to me the other day too, and I said, ooh, I wish I was in front of you, Bobby
Light.
How
does he talk to you? He's not in the chat.
Because I call Adam and then we talk through Adam.
It's so weird. Hey y'all, just some acid.
Y'all talk about acid?
He's on his unicycle in the fucking background and shit.
Let me catch you in the streets, Bobby Light.
Mm-hmm.
What is her bra size? I feel like I should know that because I buy you underwear that you don't wear.
Yeah.
It's a D, maybe. Right? 34, yeah.
No.
36?
Mm.
D?
Mm-mm.
B?
Mm-mm.
C?
Mm-mm.
F?
38 double D or 40 D.
Mm. I just want to hear you say it.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Let me tell you your bra size.
I'm a full A. I'm a full A. Well, yeah, I'm a full A.
More than a mouthful.
Small B. What is their favorite pizza topping?
Oh, you know that.
Sausage, mushroom, green pepper.
What? Yours is pepperoni and mushroom.
That's probably the standard basic bitch pumpkin beer drinking answer.
You like pineapple pizza too.
Yeah, I like all pizza.
All pizza's good.
Buffalo chicken.
Sausage, mushroom, green pepper for life.
This is all stuff that we know. What's your favorite movie? Jaws.
That's a time machine.
What's the first movie we saw together?
I don't know. Do you remember?
What is the first movie we saw? You know what's funny? Because of your love for Leonardo, I want to say it's The Beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because you had that.
Is that the one with the vines and the pyramid?
No. This one, when fucking Leonardo DiCaprio went to that beach and there were those people that were like living out on the beach and they were growing drugs out there and stuff. Do you remember that?
The movie.
It was like in Thailand or something. And then like somebody got shot on the fucking island. No, somebody got attacked by a shark and then his leg was needing to get cut off or something. You remember that?
Leonardo? Not all of it.
Yeah. Well, I remember because you had that couch in your bedroom at your mom's and we used to like fucking put on a movie and we were Netflix and chill like analog style. Like we went to the video store and rented a physical copy of a movie and then brought it back home and put it on and didn't watch it. I think that was the one. Maybe. I don't know.
We saw so many movies and I can't remember any of them.
Fucking stuff that you should never go to see. Like fucking we saw mad Colin Farrell movies when we were dating. You know, like fucking shout out to 2099 and them, but nobody should see the amount of Colin Farrell movies that we saw in the movie theater.
I don't even remember what movies he was in.
Fucking Phone Booth. Remember when he was in that phone booth and there were snipers and shit?
Mm-mm.
We saw one with like the fucking CIA. He was in like a CIA training place or something.
I can't remember. I don't remember. Yeah. It's funny because you're like, I don't remember anything, but you remember like all the dumb shit.
When it has to do with like stuff like that.
Movies.
What? like the good old days type shit. Like, yeah. I compartmentalize. What's your go-to karaoke song?
You know that.
Faithfully, Journey.
Don't Stop Believing.
Damn.
You know that one.
Partial credit.
The only one that you've ever done was Hands Down by Dashboard Confessional.
Fucking put me on blast like that, dude. I'm very emotional, okay? Mm-hmm. There's layers to me.
I'm surprised I knew the name of the song, to be honest.
Who has the most exes? Definitely you. Fucking hoe.
I don't. I have like five.
So I have like five or six, too. I think we're tied.
And then we're tied.
Yeah, I think we're tied. What celebrity we want to be on a desert island with? Oh, that's a fucking question right there, dude.
You know that one.
Yeah, I just said it. Mm-hmm. The beach, fucking with Leo.
I think yours is Isla Fisher. What's her name?
She's definitely top five. She's in the top five. Yeah.
Is that her real name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, she's definitely in the top five. She was number one for a good long time. Right. Wedding Crashers.
So, is it Anna Kendrick surpass her now?
T-Swizz surpassed the both.
Okay.
Yeah, T-Swizz. She'd
be singing new love songs and shit.
Because I like Crazy, man. I mean, Adam keeps telling me, no, you don't want that. But I like, think about the girls that I'm talking about. The crazy redhead from Wedding Crashers, fucking Taylor Swift. Like, I would enter into a relationship with Taylor Swift knowing that it was going to end badly and she was going to write an album about me afterwards. I would go into it knowing that ahead of time just for the fucking experience.
I think you want Crazy because I'm not.
Probably. I mean, like, show me something.
Because, I mean, Adam fucking Simmons has dealt with some crazy, because we heard his crazy stories. Yeah,
motherfucker got hit by a car and shit.
He didn't get hit. He got ran over.
Whatever, dude.
It's an accident.
These are kind of lame questions, so I don't know. Like, these are not good.
Well, you should have done more research.
Maybe I should. Maybe it was your fucking idea. Maybe you should have did it.
Well, I didn't. I was going to, and then I didn't think we were going to do a show.
I'll be honest with you. The reason we're sitting here right now on a Thursday night, almost a full week late, is because we were sitting at lunch today and you looked across the table lovingly into my eyes on our anniversary and said, you want to do a podcast tonight? Mm-hmm. And I don't believe you've ever said that to me before. So I was like, yes.
I told you. I said, I plan on doing it every week unless we don't.
That's the dumbest fucking thing.
What? I'm just saying.
I plan on doing it unless we don't.
Right. I'm here for it. That's all.
Well, here, we'll end on this. What is their favorite movie, band, or TV show if they're trying to be cool?
High Fidelity.
Good fucking call. trying to show complexity and layers and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good fucking call. I wouldn't even know what to say for you. I would say that you would try to name some obscure punk band from back in like our music days that you probably really weren't a big fan of, but you think would earn you some street cred if you dropped their name.
Oh, okay. But I don't remember any of their names.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe like the Get Up Kids or something.
See, why would you say that? Like you're a big Get Up Kid fan.
It's funny because I was listening to some Waking Ashland yesterday.
That's obscure as it gets, dude. Like that was, you bought that fucking CD off MySpace.
I know.
Like you don't even know nothing about them.
And then I found out they're like Christian musicians or something.
Dun, dun, dun.
How about this question?
But then follow it up with what's their favorite movie, band, or TV show if they're being honest?
If they're being honest?
Yeah, it was if they're trying to be cool, and then the next one was the same question if they're being honest.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, well, fucking obviously.
That's all you. That's like you would totally go back in time and do all that shit.
I love it. I want to do a movie podcast about that movie so bad, like breaking it down, like all the like complexities and the subtleties and shit, because people look at it and they're like, yeah, there's a fucking a bear in a hot tub and they're showing dicks and shit and there's fucking, you know, it's funny and whatever, but there's so much going on there, dude. Like mm-hmm. it speaks to, it's like a midlife crisis movie, dude. Like it speaks to fucking dudes in this
crisis.
Yes,
the wife's cheating on him, the one's balding, and then
even Cusack's fucking Lou having... Lou's trying to kill himself just because like all he wants to do is see his friends, and his friends are like, well, you know, we don't have time to hang out anymore,
right,
because
we've got families.
Fuck. He's like, where the fuck have you been?
Right.
Dude, that shit speaks to me, man. Mm-hmm. I fucking love that movie. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna ask a dumb question, like what like article of clothing could you not live without?
I would say my swimming trunks, but I just go naked.
I'd say a bra for me.
Why?
Because then after a while the tits just sag.
I hate it.
Because they're heavy.
Dude, I hate it when you go... I hate it when you come to bed wearing a bra. At nighttime. Some goddamn you bedtime bras.
It depends on if I take, if it, like, we got in the pool or whatever tonight. We got to chill in the hot tub for a little bit, so I'm not wearing one now.
It's funny you asked that, because I just looked up at the screen and said, what's the favorite thing that you wear? Or what's their favorite thing that you wear?
Oh.
So it's kind of a...
Probably, same. Mine would be your button-down shirts. I like that lizard one I got you.
It's all I wear now. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was kind of a bust. Maybe you should do better next time.
Okay, I'll try. I'll do my best.
You know what? I was kind of off my game last week, and I forgot to completely mention that football's back.
I heard about Notre Dame testing positive for players today or whatever.
Notre Dame is 2-0, and they crushed USF, our local college team right here in Tampa. They crushed them 52-0 last week, mm-hmm. and now this week's games are canceled because of fucking COVID.
Yep. I don't know. I feel like they're in a bubble like basketball, so I don't know how they would. No, they're not.
No. Not ain't. Okay. Just out there living wild. I think they get tested beforehand and they get tested afterwards. So, I don't know. Somebody had it. I would imagine that USF gave it to them because, you know, coming from Florida.
Yeah, they dirty.
Week one, I don't know. I forgot to mention it probably just because I've been disinterested. Like, anyone that, like, talks to me on a personal level, like, mm-hmm. all my friends or whatever, they know, like, I've been watching shit. I haven't even been excited about it. This is the first time in 15 years I don't have a fantasy team.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not
down with Mitchapalooza this year.
Nah, I mean, my Bears are fucking 2-0 unimpressively, you know, I mean, like, yeah. it's whatever, I guess, you know, wins are wins, but I could be, like, fucking sitting like Adam, where, you know, he's 0-2 and doesn't even have a team to trot out there.
He likes the Jets, Tony.
Yeah, he's a Jet. Mm-mm. You know, I saw, talking about football, I saw a story this morning, the quarterback for the Chargers, he just all of a sudden last week wasn't cleared to play. Like, he was going to play, and then, like, at kickoff, like, their rookie came out and, like, he was the starter. Mm-hmm. Story came out today that their trainer was giving him a pain needle, like, okay. and he accidentally punctured his lung.
What? How? Why is the needle that big?
Motherfucker, the first thought I had was Pulp Fiction with that bitch, you know, fucking stabbing for the heart. Yes, dude. I'm like, what was he doing that he punctured his fucking lung?
Pull Google Christmas football commercial.
That's it?
Yeah. I just seen it when I was watching Bizarre Foods out there.
With Rob Gronkowski?
Yeah, that one's it.
That would be fantastic.
Next up, switching sports, we've got Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Of course, they're gearing up for another season together, but this time with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But ahead of the NFL kickoff, we've got an exclusive look at Brady, Gronk, and a whole bunch of other NFL stars in a new Frito-Lay ad appropriately titled, "'Twas the Night Before Kickoff," Hold which on. Looks to capture the excitement.
Is that Carson Daly?
Yes.
What the fuck happened to Carson Daly? Like, he's I ain't seen him old. Since TRL. Yeah, and two, Jesus, he's got my jawline. Carson Daly. Holy shit, dude. He used to be on there fucking talking about the Backstreet Boys and Eminem
getting
and shit.
All kinds of bitches.
All the pussy in the world. He was drowning in pussy, dude. I guess fucking pussy is high in calories. Holy
I'd still fuck him.
I'm sure you would.
Thanks.
Of an NFL season that is just around the corner. Check it out.
It was the night before kickoff when I saw the house. Not a player was stern, not even a grunt.
The knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Brady polished his helmet to give it a gleam, excited for game day with his brand new team. The offense was nestled, all snug in their beds, as Doritos and touchdowns danced in their heads.
They both got very loud chewer.
I chew how I chew.
Away to the window, Gronk ran in a flash. He tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. Because kickoff is here, and it's game day, y'all. So happy kickoff to all. And to all a good night.
That is amazing. I'm in. Marshawn Lynch, they can get him.
I miss Marshawn Lynch.
He doesn't play anymore?
Nah, he ain't played.
Okay.
A couple years, I think. At least one.
I just seen it out there, and we were talking about football. I'm like, oh, let's help him pull that up.
Yeah, no, I saw that last week.
I'm surprised they don't say, well, I guess they couldn't say it for Super Bowl because Christmas is before.
Well, yeah, but they were, the joke is that kickoff is Christmas.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I understand now.
But speaking of Gronk and Tom,
I heard they were bad.
Well, week one, they came out really disappointed. I mean, part of it was Tom, part of it wasn't, you know, but it was just like getting on the same page or whatever. But Gronk ain't done shit. Gronk came out of retirement just to fucking be there, I guess. He's just chilling.
And that's going to be hard for Brady because he has to learn everybody's personalities and stuff and work with them.
He came,
and not everybody likes him, probably.
He came back. He came back last week and did a little bit better. I mean, like a little bit more respectable. But people are expecting him to just come down here like fucking Superman, dude.
You can't. Not with it's a whole different team, a whole different dynamic.
He's got a lot of toys though. He should be able to do something. He's got a lot of fucking. It's like a lot of weapons.
You doing something a certain way for a lot of years, and then all of a sudden going somewhere else, and they're like, "No, bitch, this is our playbook. You ran left this time. You going right? It's hard to."
Well, that was week one. He dropped back, and Mike Evans is his number one receiver.
Okay,
a super talented guy, probably future Hall of Famer, and he ran a route, and then he just kind of stopped, and Brady threw the fucking ball, and it got picked off, and Brady's looking like, what the fuck,
finish the route or something.
They just missed signals, and that shit's gonna happen, dude. But then, like, being out in the world and going in and out of places, I overhear people talking about it, and they're like, oh man, fucking, he came down here and just sucked it up. Where's Jameis Winston? I'm like, God, 1 week, huh? 1 fucking week. That's all he gets. I get a where's Jameis.
Well, I understand that there's also been a lot of training before the games. They've been practicing.
There weren't even no preseason this year, dude. That's another thing. Yeah, they didn't even play no preseason. They ain't ready.
I don't think anybody's ready.
No, I mean, it's still all fucking crazy. But while we're talking about sports, I do want to give a shout out to Two Rings. He's getting closer to that half a ring because the Lightning went up 2-1 on Dallas last night in the Stanley Cup Finals. So they're 2 games away from winning his half a ring. They might be playing right now for all I care.
I know he plays more than basketball
every other day.
It's crazy.
Yeah, every other day. Thursday Night Football's on right now, and it's a Florida night. It's the Dolphins and the fucking Jaguars. Shout out to Minshew.
Interesting.
That's one thing I was going to say about, like, watching this stuff now with no crowd. It's so weird because they're piping in fake sound.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then, like, even, like, when there's, like, a flag and a call or whatever, they pipe in, like, fake boos and shit. And it's just so – it's so weird, dude. I'm not feeling it, dude. I'm not fucking feeling it. I don't want to force it. But Two Rings is working on his half a ring. If the Lightning pull it out and win these next 2 games or the next 2 out of 4 or whatever they need, he's going to be 2.5 rings.
Nice.
I'm not giving him the full ring.
Right, because it's a pandemic ring.
Yeah, it's a pandemic ring, dude. It's fucking tainted. It's a bubble ring. No, but you don't get fucking full credit for bubble rings. Nope. I'll give him a star. I'll call him 3 rings with an asterisk. This is always going to be the fucking asterisk year.
Oh, sure.
I don't give not one fuck. I want them to win. I want the Bolts to win. Sure. It's great for the fucking. It's great for the town. It's great for everything. Not for 2 rings.
Well,
you get half a ring, motherfucker. since this is our episode from last week. These are my notes from last week. I'm sure you've seen the UFO sighting in New Jersey that turned out to be the blimp.
No.
During football, you didn't see that.
No.
Did you even hear about it or nothing?
Nope.
Melissa.
I haven't heard about anything. Wow, my government.
Yeah, that's disappointing. Dang. This is fucking like 10-day-old news, dude.
I don't watch anything.
Dude, Adam sent this to me when it happened, like as it happened. Uh-huh. Yo, string of O's, all caps. And I looked at it and I was like,
that's a blimp.
No, I didn't say that initially, but I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, I'm in a lot of alien groups on Facebook, and they're all calling it a fake, dude. Like, I see a lot of fakes up in there, and we're watching it, and then within, like, a couple hours. Like, if you watch it here, I'll pull up the video. Mm-hmm. If you watch the video, toward the end of it, you can see the flashing light on the back, and I'm like, that's an aviation light, dude. That's like a fucking, you gotta have that on planes and shit.
Wow.
But everybody stopped. Everybody stopped right there on the expressway to fucking film it.
Of course they did. People are dumb.
So we have UFO sighting in New Jersey was actually a Goodyear blimp. Mm-hmm. And it kind of ties together what we're talking about because it was over. Maybe that's why. It was over the Jets game. And there haven't been sporting events in so long. They're like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can find the right one here. Now, I probably shouldn't have told you that it was a blimp beforehand because you could look at that, obviously, and see that it's a blimp. Like that's like the digital thing, but you see the flashing light at the back?
Yeah.
That's obviously some sort of like if I'm thinking UFO, I'm not thinking backlight like that. You know what I mean? That's like a tail light.
Yeah. Right.
You see all those cars stop though on the parkway and shit and everybody just standing out there recording it? They all You can almost even make out the lettering of the word Goodyear right there. Like, after the fact, I mean, Monday morning quarterback in it, like, and, like, it's very fucking obvious. But that was big fucking news this week, man. And you know how deep we are into that community and shit, you know, with the truth-seeking community, the conspiracy theory community. A lot of people have said that there's something big that's going to happen in October.
Okay.
And they've been saying, like, I listened to an old tinfoil hat because I went back to do some research on something, and I listened to a podcast from February. And I actually sent it to DJ because it was relevant to something we had been talking about. I was like, here, listen to this. And then he hit me back and he's like, well, now thanks a lot. I mean, I think that the fucking world is going to end next month. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, dude said that there's going to be like some fucking cataclysmic event in October. And like, I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even get that far yet, you know, and listening again. And then recently, like, it's like a theme now. People keep saying October, October, October. They don't know what it is. They don't know if it's going to be like a natural disaster or if it's going to be like some big fucking thing, like a, you know, some sort of civil war that's brewing, you know, or any of that shit. Like, October's supposed to be a big month.
Interesting.
So we thought it might have been
worse than COVID.
We thought it was going to be alien invasion. I mean, that's what we thought it was. Maybe they're a little early. And it still could be.
Well, if anybody's predicting alien invasion, it's the aliens that are already here. So they're the ones spreading the rumors.
Well, what we've been thinking, too, is they're going to do a false flag alien invasion. You know, they're going to do another COVID. And they're going to come out with a fake fucking alien invasion to get everybody whipped up in a panic and shit and to, you know, force us back into to do what they want to do. You know what I mean? They're gonna say, hey, the aliens are coming. You can forget about everything that's going on over here. Go back inside because we got COVID and aliens.
I hope not.
That's what we think, man.
We'll see.
That's what we think.
Just like Y2K and shit. Nothing's gonna happen.
Dutch is like, they've been doing these false flags for fucking ever, hell man.
Yeah, dude. Y2K, everything's going to blow up.
None, hell yeah.
Nothing happened. It rolled over to one.
What you know about the Gulf of Tonkin?
Nothing.
What you know about the, hey, I meant to ask you about these. Your dumpers. Do you have any new dumpers first? But then second, I have to ask you a question about a previous dumper that I think I fell asleep on or I walked out of the room on and I didn't see the conclusion of. And I was kind of interested in. What? That Russian fiance finally got married and then he wanted to fight the wife's brother.
Andre
or the wife's, the, yeah, the wife's brother. Brother. Yeah, did that ever happen? Did they throw hands?
No. They didn't throw hands. They got to the wedding, and then Charlie...
He chased him out the door. I seen him. The brother was belligerent. Oh, he got the microphone. So drunk. And he was, like, fucking saying shit, and the dude was like, I'm going to fucking kill him, dude.
He
and
basically said, if you come to the U.S., then you're not taking my dad's money. He's like, basically, this is all bullshit. I don't know why he's paying for this, because there's seven kids, and y'all are stealing his money, and you're a piece of shit, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And then dude was all drunk, and I seen him walking out of the venue, and the new groom was chasing him down, and he was like, yo, motherfucker, and he hit the door all hard, and I was like, oh shit, this going it's going down. And then something happened. I fell asleep or no, I fucking
they
left.
They didn't throw hands. He made up with his dad though, but now him and the brother they're never gonna be friends.
Mm, well, that's how that shit goes.
But I'm surprised they didn't fight.
I'm surprised that dude, the balls on him going to fucking Russia and talking to this talking to fucking Putin's nephew and shit, like trying to tell him what time it is. Like, that motherfucker will have you killed and sent back home in a box, dude.
Well, I guess the whole thing was too, the Russian guy, his name's Andre, he used to be in law enforcement in Russia and he had to leave the country and go to Ireland and he wouldn't say why. So they were trying to get out of his friends why he had to leave. And it turns out that Russian police are corrupt. And they're paid.
What?
Right.
What?
So they're paid.
Are you for real?
I know. Surprise, right?
So no.
So basically he left so he wouldn't get whacked or whatever because you have to do certain things and people pay you to do things. And if you don't do it, because they're like, you know, how anybody is that goes into law enforcement really is like, oh, I'm going to come in and I'm going to do good things and I'm going to change. And they're like, nope, you get paid to put stuff where you need to put stuff, and if you don't, then you're in trouble. So he had to flee the country. So that was like this big secret. So that's why the parents were all like in a tizzy about it, and then the bride was like, I don't even know my husband.
She's from Tampa, too.
Yeah.
And she's a cutie pie, too, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't find no fucking bros around town. You had to go, like, shopping online and fucking pick up Andrei Arlovsky from the fucking goddamn Belarus and shit.
I mean, he does look good.
I mean, he looks fucking like Russia.
But he's got no family, so she's basically like, well, this is your family, so you're going to have to, like, get along with them.
Mm.
You know? And then she's like, I don't know if they'll ever get along. I'm like, I know how you feel.
Yeah, yeah. That was, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest things, man, that's been a challenge for us over the course of our entire relationship, man. Is
my parents.
Well, I won't even like limit it there. I'll say extended family because I've had it. You know, we've had beefs with the siblings and shit too. You know,
yeah, that's true.
It's been challenging, you mm-hmm. know, because you don't think about that when you're younger, you know, like you, it's like everything. It's not like you, you fall in love. And that's something I'm going to talk to Logan about too, as he gets older. It's like, dude, you don't marry just the girl. You like marry everybody. You need to realize that, mm-hmm. man. So like fucking make sure your shit's in a row.
Well, when we met, we, like I said, we, before we were real young, and their whole thing was that they wanted me to do better. They wanted me to find somebody that was better, like made more money. And I'm like, it's not about money to me. Like, I would rather be poor and happy than rich and have some dude that cheats on me and hits me. Like, it's not about that. It's like, you should be able to be in a relationship together and not have to depend solely on another, one other person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So I was never focused on that. I never was. I was never focused on material things or money or whatever. I was just focused on living my best life and being with somebody that I wanted to be with.
Hey, and we had mad fun, too.
We did have mad fun.
We still do. Mm-hmm. Just differently now.
Yeah, hot tub fun.
Just different sorts of fun now. Mm-hmm. Did you have any dumpers? I mean, I've, like, the big... I'm kind of... feeding you
Darcy and Stacy?
No. Absolutely not. I hate those women.
Well, they're a dumper to you.
I hate those women. What I'm trying to fucking serve up to you on the silver platter is the picture that you sent me on like Monday morning or Tuesday morning, right off the bat, like first thing in the morning, of a certain Tampa fucking hooker that was twirling her shit on TV and maybe might have stolen a fucking logo from a certain podcast that somebody at this table might be a part of. I mean, are you picking up what I'm fucking putting down here, Duchess? Well,
I didn't watch the show.
I thought you did. You sent me the fucking thing.
Well, I watched just her dancing. So Carol fucking Baskin is on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, yeah, we talked about that last week.
Right.
So, is she still on it? Did she get voted off the first episode?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
She got the lowest score on the whole show.
Oh, she got an 11.
Out of what? 100?
30.
Oh, out of 30.
Yeah. She got like a 3. Somebody gave her a fucking 3. She came out to Eye of the Tiger. And I told you that I called that they were going to make her a stupid fucking flower head thingy to go with her outfit. And they sure did.
She thinks she's all mother love fucking nature princess and shit. And dude, they don't want her either.
No. So she came out dancing the Eye of the Tiger. It was terrible. And she kept doing like the cat claws. Nobody wants to see some old fat bitch doing this to you. Like nobody wants to see that shit. So then at the end, they pop up. The three-eyed tiger, and I was like, yeah, oh, dude. No, that's fucking terrible.
She stole our shit, dude. She stole our shit. When have you ever seen a three-eyed tiger in your entire life before Creatures of the Night?
Never.
Never, not once. Never fucking not once.
No. She made it bad.
No, she didn't make it bad. We got it, and it's good. Okay. It's good.
Because you had it. You had it first. But then what else was kind of funny was that Don, the husband that went missing, his family,
yes.
took out an ad to find him during that show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would the network take the money?
Stop what you're saying right now and think about what you just asked.
They're probably like, well, she ain't going to last but like 2 episodes.
Why does Facebook take my money to promote my fucking podcast posts when they know goddamn well they ain't promoting them? They're just taking my fucking money. Why would the network take their money? Because they're giving it to them.
That's true.
You know, that's an ultimate troll job, which, from what I understand, they got some credible tips. So, I mean, I don't know how much more.
Bones. I don't know.
I don't know how much more credible of a tip you need to know that just go fucking search her place, man. I mean, like, well, the remnants got to be gone by now, right? Even if she put them in the fucking septic or
bones
whatever.
Forever.
Well, she would have had to have disposed of them somehow.
Well, wood chip them bitches down or something. Feeding to a tiger is probably the most, I'll say, convenient because they eat bones and everything. So when they digest them, there's going to be just fragments.
How long would it take to digest a bone unless they shit a bone out, which would fucking rip up their intestines?
That's what they eat bones and everything.
God, man, mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
I don't know. I'm sure that she didn't feed him all to one tiger. She probably had to, you know, chop him up.
Word. Mm-hmm. Well, I got you one that's not a dumper, and it's a movie that we actually sat down and watched this past week. New to Netflix is, I mean, it's coming up on October. They're bringing out their you know, scary movies and shit. You'll see more and more of those on Netflix. There was a sequel that I didn't even know was being made to that movie, The Babysitter. Oh, yeah. We saw it a couple years ago. It's a Netflix original movie, I believe, and I loved it. When it first came out, I thought it was great, man. It was like a surprise hit for me, man, because I wasn't even planning on it, and when mm-hmm. we watched it, I really enjoyed it, and they had a sequel, and the sequel was slightly less good.
I really liked it.
It was slightly less good, but I still enjoyed it. You know, mm-hmm. it was good. It had a lot of people in it, you know, and I fucking loved it, man.
I really liked it too.
Twist endings and shit. Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of like Zombieland almost.
Kind of same vibe. Mm-hmm. Same vibe a little bit. I like those movies, man. So if you're looking for something to watch in October with the Halloween and the spooky vibes, I recommend both of them. If you haven't seen the original Babysitter, watch the original Babysitter.
That's good.
It's a good movie, man. And I think it's way better than this one. But
I wish Logan would watch movies because I'd like to introduce him to like Michael Myers and Jason because he knows who they are, but he's never seen any of the movies. Because then he could see some titties too.
when I was his age, I wasn't ready.
No.
When I was 11. So, and we've talked about this before. I would watch Halloween and Michael Myers and them just to see the fucking titties. And mm-hmm. even though there was blood on them and shit, I didn't care, you know, but like, you know, and longtime listeners of the show know, like, Freddy Krueger still fucks with me to this day as an adult, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it was hard to watch that shit when I was younger, man. Jason too. Jason less to a lesser degree, but it was Freddy, dude. It was Freddy. I read something this morning talking about Freddy Krueger. Did you know that was based on an actual killer from like the 1800s?
Ooh, no.
There was an actual Fred Krueger in like the 1800s that killed like 30 kids within a certain mile radius, used a garden hook. What? And that's where they got the fingers from. And he, same premise, like he worked in a boiler room and he put all the kids in there and that's how he got rid of the bodies and shit. Yeah,
that's fucked up.
Kind of loosely based on, I mean, he didn't come back as a dream demon or anything that we know of, but it loosely based on a true story.
Wow.
Kind of fucked up, huh?
It's real fucked up.
Freddy fucks with me, dude. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm at this age, I like watching this shit. Even though it fucks with me, I like looking at it. And, you know, I want to get you to watch some scary, I've been trying to get you to watch scary movies for like the last couple months.
Well, I don't like the newer scary movies. There's too much CGI for me.
Well, we got It Chapter 2 on HBO, and I've been trying so hard.
I'd watch that.
I've been trying to I'm like hitting you in the face with it. Like Tuesday. Just put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. Just put it in your mouth. Here, it's right here. Just put it in your mouth, and you're like, I don't want to watch it. Mm-mm. I don't want to watch it. Come on, man.
Well, it's like a Tuesday or Wednesday, and we gotta wait till 9 o'clock before the kids go to bed. No, but maybe on the weekend. I don't know. It's like, I feel like you have to be in a certain mood to watch that stuff.
This is like Christmas time for me. In October, I like to watch scary movies the same way in December I like to watch Christmas movies. It's the same fucking premise. And I ain't talking about no stupid ass hocus pocus or none of that shit either. We could revisit that if you want. I know you do, and so does everybody else. It's beloved Halloween classic. It's hocus pocus.
No, I'm not like that about it. But
so
I
stupid.
Like it.
Dude, it could have been a fucking made for TV fucking family channel fucking TV movie back in 92, man. That movie sucks. Fuck that movie.
You know what movie that was supposed to be a scary movie, but I always thought was really funny?
Ice Cream Man?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
That one was so dumb. But that is also on my list. Is Leprechaun.
Yeah, of course. Leprechaun in space? Like Leprechaun in the hood, dude? Shoes. Fucking, yeah, so all of that.
I'm finding Leprechaun. Who sees Leprechaun? Woo!
Jennifer Aniston was in the first Leprechaun back before she was anybody.
She was hot back then, too. She's still hot.
She's hotter now than she was back then.
That's because you're an adult.
Whatever, dude. She's fucking way hotter at 50 than she was at fucking 25. Hot take. Don't at me.
I don't even though I watch all those haunted shows on Travel Channel, I don't like watching like the Amityville horror stuff, like the movies or like The Conjuring. Or
you never did like that kind of stuff, like Paranormal Activities or any of that shit. That was never your thing.
Mm-mm.
For whatever reason,
But
I like to watch the dumb shit like The Nun or, you know, not that I even have. I haven't seen any horror movies in a long fucking time.
And that used to be like, I used to watch
that
all
was your
kinds
jam.
Of, but I feel like it's because now I feel that it's more realistic. Like the shit could happen and it freaks me out.
Maybe. Well, you know what? That's a nice way to say in October, we're going to line up some guests that might have some paranormal or some spooky stories to talk about. We've got two so far. We're going to talk to Jason Lampro, who's, you know, sees shadow people and has some paranormal shit that he can come on and talk to us about. Stayed in a haunted hotel recently. And then Angry Dad has agreed to come on and talk to us too. And he's got some stories as well with the flirting with the paranormal that I've, you know, just kind of remember from listening to his show. So cool. I'm interested to see what they got. But that to say this, there's still are two free weeks. So if anyone that is hearing this and has some paranormal experience they want to talk about, just like, you know, you like scary shit too and you want to come on in October, I'm trying to get the whole month of October to be like spooky times. Mm-hmm. So if you hit me up, HTNS on all the socials, Real Wutzke, you know how to get a hold of me.
Send an email, hit me up, leave a voicemail, tell, you know, a how story. We do.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. If you don't want to come on the whole show, just hit the voicemail and leave a story or something. Mm-hmm. Or hit me on the messenger.
Depending on how many we get, maybe we do more than one show.
But yeah, there's 4 weeks in a month.
Oh, I meant during the week. Oh. It just depends.
We can't even get the one out and you want to do two in a week? Mm. I'm just saying. What else? Well, talking about watching shit for like that, we've been super balls deep into Lovecraft Country, so much so that I love that you love it so much, because you come to me actually Monday night. We were going to try to record, and that was what beat out the podcast that night. We were like, "Well, there's a new Lovecraft Country. Let's just watch that." You know, mm-hmm. I love how much you're into it, and it didn't disappoint this week, man. No, I love that stuff.
It's so good. I've always liked that kind of stuff, though, like with the monsters and. Just, I don't know, that's why I liked Game of Thrones, and that's why I like Lord of the Rings, and that's why I like all that kind of stuff. I love the monster aspect of it.
So, and that speaks to me as well. I always say, like, with Jason Almey, Jason's doing this James Bond education course with me as like a supplement on Shit Happens When You Party Naked, where each month he's having me watch one of the James Bond films because I've never seen them before. Mm-hmm. And I'm not hating it. They're fine, you know. I'm enjoying what I've seen so far, but the reason why I never went to them in the first place was because it's too real life for me, you know what I mean? Like, I need some sort of fantasy. Yeah. I need some sort of fantasy element, no matter what it is, you know, if it's space or medieval or fucking dragons or aliens. Mm-hmm. I need something that's not of this world, you know. And yeah,
that looks cool.
Some like, it's just that's, I can't, like, that I'm not gonna see just in the world, you know what I mean? Like, high speed chases are cool and shit, but are there lasers?
There's bitches,
you know. I mean, well, there are bitches.
But even the Netflix series that just came out about Jurassic Park at the Cretaceous period, I'm like, I want to watch that.
Yeah, Logan was talking to me about that, but I don't know really the premise of it or anything.
It's just a show, and it looks like it's live. It's like a movie. It's not like a cartoon. It's like an actual show. So I'm interested to see what it's about.
Oh, dope.
So
yeah, he kind of was talking to me about it in the truck, but
I think I think Lucas was saying they were watching it at Victory.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I want to check it out because I like all that kind of stuff.
But please, I implore you, listeners of this fine program, if you have not checked out Lovecraft Country yet, please watch it. The last two episodes in particular have been like fucking bangers, man. The one last week was the skin one, where the chick got to turn into a white lady and go live like as a white lady, and then she would shed her skin and shit. That was fucking wicked, dude.
The butterfly effect, I think they called it.
I don't remember exactly, but I love the premise of that. And then this week, it's like every week is like there's a continuous story going on, but then there's like sub shit every week, and like every week is like almost like a different episode, or not. Well, I mean, every week obviously is a different episode. Every week is like a separate thing of the main story. So, well, like, yeah, if you just watched this past mm-hmm. week, you could probably enjoy that as a standalone, not having seen any of the first
but
ones.
But we know that the lady that was in that one was the one that he fought in that room,
another one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's different, it's separate but together.
They went to, I think it was Korea, and this demon was possessed in this woman, and she had to, like, sleep with men to, like, feed the demon. Souls. I thought it was 100.
100 souls.
She had to sleep with men and, like, feed their souls to this demon to, like, get it rid of her. And it was fucking wicked, dude.
It's really
dude.
Cool.
I know it's on HBO. I know it's one more streaming platform you got to pay for, but fuck, it's so worth it.
You can do Hulu if it's the... Oh, still but an you add-on. Have to have...
Yeah, it's still an add-on.
Got you.
But the main... And I told you, I had some Marvel news for you. The main character, Atticus, is going to be the new villain mm-hmm. in Ant-Man 3. And he's going to play, he's rumored, I guess it's not official, he's rumored to be playing Kang the Conqueror in the MCU, which is kind of a good Thanos replacement. I mean, if they do it correctly, that could be something big and bad for a long time.
Cool.
I'm pumped. That dude deserves it, man. I'm glad he's catching on.
Mm-hmm. I like him a lot.
Glad he's catching on.
I think Jennifer Hudson's the girl in it.
No, she is not.
She looks familiar. Like she's been in.
You know why? Stuff. You know why she looks familiar?
Why?
And I don't know this. I'm speaking completely out of my ass. But her last name is Smollett, and I think she's related to Jussie.
Well, I don't know.
And I think that's why she looks familiar, because I think that might be her sister, or it might be his sister or something.
Maybe she was on American Idol. I don't know.
I promise you, that's not Jennifer Hudson. Now I gotta fucking look. You're gonna kill me with that. I gotta look.
She looks so familiar. And I know Jennifer Hudson went on like Weight Watchers and all that shit and lost a bunch of weight.
Dude, when I'm Googling it, Jussie Smollett, sister, is the first thing. Yup, that is totally his sister.
What else was she in? Oh, Jussie Smollett was from Empire.
He's the one that did the fake attack.
Yeah, I thought he was on American Idol.
Yeah, when you said that, it didn't make any sense to me.
Because Empire is about music. You never watched it, though.
I watched the first season. She was in Birds of Prey. That
stupid movie.
That's on HBO too. I want to check that out. That's the Harley Quinn movie.
I don't like DC.
I don't either, but I mean, you gotta watch it. Twilight Zone. Oh, that's the remake. What's his name? Jordan Peele. Didn't he redo Twilight Zone?
I think so.
I don't recognize True Blood.
Parenthood.
Yeah, I don't recognize a lot of.
Did we watch Parenthood? We watched that.
Yeah, that's Michael B. Jordan was in there. Yeah. And a lot of random people. A lot of random people. Like, I think Dax Shepard was actually in it for.
He was. She's Friday Night Lights. I miss that show. That was such a good show.
Oh, fuck. I do. I remember her in Friday Night Lights.
I'm like, I knew she looked familiar. Yeah, that was a good show.
No, but she looks just like fucking Jussie Smollett does. Like, you could tell they're related. I thought that right off the fucking top. But talking about Marvel, though, I got a trailer finally for that Wanda show that's coming on Disney Plus. Have you seen that?
No.
You want to watch it?
Yes. Oh, is Wanda the Witch? The Scarlet Witch?
Yeah.
So is this after Thanos or before? Because I want to know.
No, it's after.
Oh, okay.
Everything's after now, I believe.
So Vision's not going to be in it?
He is.
Oh.
Because this whole new phase of Marvel, which, by the way, 2020 has broken a 10-year streak of Marvel releases.
Wow. Because
now there's not been a Marvel release this year. Black Widow got pushed, and I think it's pushed out of 2020 now. So this is the first year in 10 years that there hasn't been a Marvel movie.
Crazy.
It's crazy, right?
Doesn't seem like it's been that long that we've been watching them, even though it has been.
Even though it has been, huh? Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say was this next phase is very, it's Doctor Strange, multiverse. It's very cosmic. It's very alternate reality, multiverse dimensions and shit. Like, I'm excited about it because it's like my brand for sure. So it's blending two things I already love. Something about that.
It's twilight time.
Oh, okay.
Wanda and Vision, aren't we a five pair?
This is our home now. I want us to fit in.
Oh, this is gonna be a gas!
Where did you two move from? How long have you been married, and why don't you have Kitty. Children yet?
Our story.
I think what my wife means to say is that we moved from...
Moved from where? Married when? Damn it, why?
Oh, Arthur, stop it. Stop it. Stop it! Stop it!
This is really happening.
Like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me.
Am I dead?
No. Why would you think that?
Because you are.
I like her.
Usual couple, you know.
Oh, I don't think that was ever in question.
I like the feel of it.
So it doesn't really explain much, but no. I get the feeling that they have switch dimensions a little bit. Like, that's what they're talking about, moving or whatever.
Well, and even then, the title is WandaVision, so it's almost like she's making a reality. It's about what she wants to
see. Double meaning, because, yeah, he is Vision, so mm-hmm. Wanda and Vision, WandaVision.
Oh, I see.
But the when she said that because you're dead, I think that's kind of like because, you know, in the one reality that we're in, he is dead.
Right.
You know, but he's not in there. Mm-hmm. So
I like it
looks,
that.
Looks fucking cool, man.
That's the girl from Step Brothers.
I was going to say, dude, in the so moment, funny. I was just, when you were talking about that in the beginning, that's the fucking mom from the ha ha ha. I don't know if we were recording when we talked about that.
Oh.
And I can sing out like this.
No, you can't.
Fuck you. I'm excited, man, for the Marvel TV shows because, like I said, there hasn't been a movie.
Right.
And I wasn't super excited for Black Widow, but at this point, I wanted to see it. And now it's like fucking pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. So
it's so funny how she's such a main character, but in the background, you know, at the same time.
Yeah. Well, she's one of the more powerful characters, too. They just haven't wrote her that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be interested to see how it goes. We're running a little long, but we've got Florida. You want to talk about Florida?
Sure.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. And I thought my family was fucked up.
So each and every week, our What the Fuck Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com, that's OHFISHL, and use code HNOS. Save 25% on your order of beautiful, handcrafted t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. Official Clothing.
Live by your own rules.
Okay, first one I got for you, we're in Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
Where a Florida man plans to immortalize the alligator that attacked him.
By taxidermy?
No.
Oh.
In several decades as a professional artist painting Florida's marine life, Mark Johnson has developed a pretty good eye for detail. Now, the outdoorsman whose website offers realistic portrayals created primarily from memory and imagination is about to start a work on a gritty new art, an alligator with rows of perfect white teeth clamped on the thigh of the man out walking his dog.
I guess he didn't see detail of the alligator as it was coming to eat his dog.
It will be a self-portrait. Because on a morning stroll with his golden retriever Rex along a canal near his home in Port St. Lucie, Johnson was attacked by an 8-foot-6-inch alligator that lunged from the water, raced towards him, and chomped down on his leg, causing a deep wound that required 60 stitches.
Damn.
Are they that fast? I didn't think they were that fast. I thought they were like striking fast. Like if you're like right there, they can like fucking like get you. But like if you're up on a path or something and they're
by the... That's why they tell you to zigzag. Because if they run straight, they can get up to like 25 miles an hour.
Shut the fuck up. Really? Yeah,
they're fast.
No.
That's why they tell you
They got them little stubby legs.
I know. But if you... You see how fast lizards run, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they're in a straight line, they can get you. That's why they tell you to zig and zag. So... They have to move their big bodies around.
Jesus. Johnson said he freed himself by stabbing his index fingers into the eyes of the giant reptile, which released its grip and sank back into the canal. Mm-hmm. Quote, I've already got the canvas ordered to paint it, Johnson 61 said in an interview. This image will be on my mind the rest of my life. I can see it right now. My foot. I can see my foot. I can see the gator. I see the position. He had green eyes. The teeth were pearly white. No stain or anything. This, I think the reason why I saved this was because I envisioned like some Bob Ross character, like talking very, very softly and he can see the green eyes. And
there's no mistakes, just happy accidents.
His teeth were pearly white. There had no stains or anything. So weird. He knew he had his prey, so he wanted to roll so he could start dismembering.
Oh.
He started clamping down really good above my knee, and my shoe was sticking out of the base of his jaw. After Johnson freed himself, he said he limped home with blood dripping from puncture wounds on his leg to be reunited by Rex, who had followed his orders to run off when the alligator attacked.
Well, he's lucky he didn't get the femoral artery in his thigh.
Yeah, well, here's one thing, too, that I thought was interesting. There have been 283 major alligator attacks on humans in Florida since record began being kept in 1948. Which doesn't seem like a lot. In about 80 years, give or take, only 283?
Yeah, that doesn't seem
That seems like remarkably low. Mm-hmm. Of those 283, only 25 were fatal.
Mm-hmm.
That seems I mean, not all of them are reported either, but I mean, that seems very, very, very low to me.
Well, and you know that this gator is going to be hunted down and killed because
he was already removed. Yeah, he was already removed. Yeah, once they get the taste, right, then they want to get it again. Is that how that works?
No, am I correct with that? Hungry.
What is like that when they get the taste and then they're like, oh, that animal has to be killed because they got the taste for human flesh. Is that a thing?
They say that about everything. But really? If you think about it, he had to have been pretty close to the water for it to jump out and get him like that.
Said he was walking by a canal.
Well, I mean, you've seen like when we like if we go to your uncle's house, they have like a little pond there and then they have maybe like this much grass and then the sidewalk. I mean, if it's an 8-foot alligator, it's probably 8 feet from the base of the pond to the sidewalk. So, I mean,
There's a little bit of warning, too. You can see that motherfucker coming up.
I guess if you're not paying attention and they're quick and you... If you got like earphones in or something, you might not.
Yeah, don't wear AirPods when you're walking your dog any fucking way.
Next to a canal.
You gotta be alert. We live next door to dinosaurs. Come on, motherfucker. Think. Always. Think, McFly. Think. next one I got for you, we're in Winter Haven, where a Florida man needs a ride home, so he dials 911 to report a body.
There was no body, was there?
No. You're the smartest person I know. You really are.
That doesn't say a lot.
A man in Central Florida needed a ride home. Instead, he received a ride to jail. Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
Was it close to his home?
Winter Haven police said that Jermaine Williams, 46, called 911 early Friday morning to report a dead body at a McDonald's.
Y'all want to see a dead body?
It was in the fryer, officer.
Officers responded to the fast food restaurant where they found no body, just William sitting on the curb. He told police that he called a number of times earlier in the night to ask for a ride. He's been charged with misuse of 911 and he's being held in the Polk County Jail.
Probably a good thing.
That was a quick hit. I don't know why he would pick McDonald's. Is that just where he was sitting?
Yeah, I feel like he might go to McDonald's and sit there because they have a dollar menu. So maybe people will think he needs some food. And then he'd just be getting McChickens out the yang.
Yeah, well, they got them spicy nugs now, remember?
Mm-hmm. All right, shout out Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter told me that. We were walking up to Hooters today, which is next to a McDonald's, and she's like, ooh, they've got spicy nuggets now. And I was like, Hunter Ben told me that. I'm sorry, I'm friends with children.
Yeah. Because you never eat McDonald's.
I never ever eat it. I hate McDonald's with a passion.
McDonald's. And I like McDonald's.
All right, I thought we were past a lot of this, but it just keeps on turning up. It's a recurring theme. Kissimmee, Florida. Florida man misquotes the movie A Bug's Life after getting booted out from Disney World for not wearing a mask.
Oh my God.
Did you see this one?
No.
I got video of it too, so I'll play the video for you. A guest at Disney's Hollywood Studios was seen attempting to rally onlookers for support by incorrectly quoting the movie A Bug's Life when security escorted him out of the park for refusing to wear a face mask. Dude, I get it. I really do. But if you go... You know that that's what you gotta fucking do. Why are we still talking about this? Goddamn 9 months in. Nine months in. You know what you gotta fucking do, right. Man. Come on.
And they don't let you wear, like, the sleeve that you have. You have to wear an actual mask that goes around your ears.
That would probably be better there, man. The neck sleeve gets a little hot during the Florida. I mean, it works for me because I'm in and out of AC. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I wear it just to and from the car or whatever, so it's fine. But all day long, yeah, it'd probably get a little.
Our passes are up in November, and I kind of want to go.
Lucas asked me at dinner today if he could go for his birthday.
Well, and I actually texted your uncle today, and I'm like, hey, look into a hotel for next weekend. And then I texted him and said, we have a dog now. Never mind.
Yeah, no. Thank you, Rosie.
So maybe we'll go for a day or something. But, I mean, even if you don't want to go, I should take the boys one last time.
I wouldn't.
Because we're not paying for
passes. I wouldn't have you do it by yourself.
I feel like we should go one more time because we're not going to get passes again for a very long time.
Yeah, no, I understand. In a video originally posted to social media on September 15th, a man is seen screaming to onlookers about A Bug's Life in a last-ditch effort to drum up for support. I just read that. Quote, remember the movie that came out at Walt Disney World, yells the man? It was called A Bug's Life. Remember Hopper? If one guy stands up, one ant stands up, then they all stand up and they'll lose control. Of course, the quote he's actually searching for is, if you let one ant stand up to us, they all might stand up. But apparently, it doesn't appear that guests were swayed, as Walt Disney World, like most theme parks in Florida, currently requires guests to wear face masks in most public places right now due to COVID-19. The man in the clip is actually Christian musician, pastor, and conspiracy theorist Roy Fields, known for a recently viral 9/11 conspiracy manipulation video and his run with Fire Ministries out of Lakeland, Florida. Fields later posted about getting booted from Disney on his Facebook page. Quote, they got madder as I continue to inform the public information and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Law enforcement said that I didn't break any laws. All I had to do was leave. In Fields' version of the video, he can be seen screaming at guests to repent and that COVID-19 deaths have been purposely inflated.
Everybody thinks that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they came out and they... Here's the thing. They came out and they said that the numbers were inflated, but then they kind of respun it a little bit and did the whole thing about pre-existing symptoms,
right.
Which, of course, you know, furthering division. One side says, well, then that means they don't mean anything, and then the other side just says that that doesn't change anything, that the fucking, you know, they still die from fucking COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. I hate when people are taking videos and they talk over the video. Okay, bye. You added nothing.
They added their flair because everybody's got to be heard.
Okay, bye.
Everybody's got to be heard, Dutch.
Sit on a dick, bitch.
Yeah. Thank you for that soundbite. here's the fucked up thing, though, man, because on the one hand, I'm like, bro, I feel you. I'm with you. I want to check out your fucking Jesus songs. I want to hear what you got to say about 9/11 conspiracies with money.
Show.
Maybe I can get them on Creatures. Who fucking knows? Probably. But at the other time, dude, you're going in there and you know you got to do it. So if you don't want to do it, don't fucking go, man. Right. Come on. Be a fucking grown up, okay?
Not about you.
Be a fucking grown up. Right. That's all I'm saying. Last one I got for you is another quick one. St. Augustine, Florida man stole cat blood from a pet clinic.
For what?
That's the million-dollar question, and that's why I saved this, because that's what I wanted to ask you. St. John's County Sheriff's Office posted pictures showing the man who walked up to the door of the Anastasia Cat Clinic and was seen touching and inspecting an Antec Diagnostics blood box before leaving the area. About 20 minutes later, a truck was seen in the parking area, and a man wearing the same clothing walked up to the clinic and took the box. You know those little boxes that hang off the doors or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
It says it contained 4 vials of cat blood. The vehicle then left the area. The box containing the blood vials amounted to about $600 loss for the clinic.
Wow.
What? That's one thing. Why was that cat blood worth $600 for one? For two, what does this motherfucker want with it? Is he trying to make clones?
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
Is he trying to, is this like a different, like a cat blood adrenochrome situation? Is this mother, like, what is going on with this shit right here?
I think either clones, and I'm like, well, maybe his cat got diabetes and he needs a transfusion, but that's not enough blood for a transfusion.
4 vials?
Yeah.
How would you know that? How would you know that that's not enough information?
Well, if people have 8 pints of blood in their bodies, a cat has to have at least 2 pints, and so it doesn't really matter. 4 vials doesn't equal anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no matter how you look at it, 4 vials wouldn't be enough blood probably for maybe like a mouse transfusion.
I think he's doing some sort of experimentation. I think this motherfucker is like, remember when we had the dude that had the turtle army?
Mm-hmm.
And like, we had like all these like amateur supervillains. There was another guy. I forget what it was. There was the turtle guy. Oh, there was, so
he's making Catwoman.
I feel like that there's like this B team, the boys esque type supervillain community on the East Coast of Florida. I really do.
There probably is.
And like, he was robbing for that cat blood. And now we're going to have fucking like actual like Khajiit fucking warriors from goddamn Skyrim running around Florida. Like, we need another fucking invasive species. Maybe.
Because I'm like, what?
They're going to be selling antiquities to Adam Simmons when he moves down here.
Probably. Maybe he's trying to make some perfume.
Out of cat blood?
Wasn't there a tiger blood cologne?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe was it in a movie.
No, that was Sex Panther.
Sex Panther. That's
what it was. 50% of the time, it works every time.
All right. What was that from The Office?
From fucking Anchorman.
That's right. We just talked about Anchorman.
Who did?
Me and Mackenzie that I work with.
How would I know that? You said we as if you and I did it.
Oh, no.
You think I'm privy to your fucking work conversations?
No. But he said something, and then she said something about Brick, and I was like, where'd you get your shirt at the toilet store? Where'd you get your mom? That's funny.
Thanks, babe. It's 11 o'clock. It's fucking Thursday. We got one more day to go.
I'm tired, man.
I was tired when we started, but you know what? I want to do this because we're not going to be here next week. I already said that. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're celebrating our anniversary with some days off of work. And we're not taking a full vacation, but Dutch and I are going to do some alone time during the day. Got some plans made. I don't want a podcast. So This is the last episode until October when we come back with...
Spookies.
We come back with our spooky and our ghostly stories. I don't know the order of them, but like I said, we're going to have Angry Dad. We're going to have Jason Lampro. We're going to have two TBD guests, hopefully. So like I said earlier, if you've got spookiness, you want to talk about spookiness, whatever the case may be, get at your fucking boy. Okay? That's me. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. This has been another episode of Hashtag No Offense. Episode 151. Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Set on fire, bitch.
Yes. You look like you got heartburn set on fire.
I had a titty cramp.
Oh, fuck. Fuck a titty cramp. God damn. Well, let me wrap this up and then I'll massage it for you. Geez. Rub that bitch right out. Work out them knots.
Set it on fire.
I'm not going to set your tits on fire. We are available everywhere you can get podcasts, and most recently have been added to Amazon Music, which I believe replaced Google Play. Mm. So I got an email the other day that we are on Amazon Music. So if you're an Androider and you like Amazon, fucking hashtag, we're there. Subscribe. Do all the things. If you don't like that, if you use another platform, Spotify, Apple, any of that shit, review, subscribe. Do all the things. You know how to do this. This is not your first day. Mm-hmm. If it is your first day, we appreciate you coming by, and please do those things. As I said earlier, we're available on all the socials at HTNOS. Visit HTNOS.com, one-stop shopping. We're also part of a little network, a little band of merry thieves in the forest of Nottingham, as it were, right?
Fire took, Kaz.
Have you listened to... You don't listen to podcasts, do you?
No.
Yeah, see, there was a thing this week on CNPC where they were watching Men in Tights and they were recasting the whole fucking movie with Inner Circle people and shit.
Who's Fire Tut?
I don't know.
Is it you?
I'm Little John.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm Little John. Everybody unanimously said I'm Little John. Yeah. I don't fucking... Well, not that Little John.
I know.
I don't fucking know what you know who anybody is or whatever, but yeah, whatever. We are the Merry Men of Nottingham.
Okay, awesome.
Sherwood Forest, whatever. That's Simmons and Moore, Adam and Bobby, Shit Happens Junior Party Naked Team, Almy, The Hood Diner, Kaz and DJ Century, The Plunge, Riley Hunter and a cast of thousands, and Failing Hollywood, Mikey in his van, and who knows what.
Did they say I was made Marian?
They didn't specify.
Damn it.
They did not. Oh, I mean, there's one female and there's one female. So right. I think, you know,
I think I win.
If it adds up, yeah. You get to wear that big ass fucking chastity belt, that big ass fucking like ironclad underwear. You remember that shit?
I remember, but yeah, I wouldn't wear that.
Nah, yeah.
I don't need it.
Break that shit off, right? Inner Circle PN on all the socials, innercirclepn.com. You know the thing, man. This young lady is the Duchess Watsky on Twitter. She don't use it, but if you add her, she might fucking like you. She'll throw you a heart, and that'll be it. You'll try to initiate a conversation with her. You'll be like, yo, Duchess Watsky, blah, 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 blah. And she'll be like, move on.
I'm terrible at social media.
You are the worst person I know.
I am the worst with that. You're the real Watsky ever, and you're really good at social media.
I try, but lately it's been less good, so...
Okay. Take shit on each other's parade.
Shit on your mama parade.
My mom's dead. Quit saying shit on my mama.
What you say about my mama? Hashtag no offense. And I can sing high like this. Nice bravado.
And then there's me. Do better.
You don't even look good while you're doing it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Just flat. Horrible.
Sweet child of mine. That dude's a douche. He's probably like that in real life, too.